From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Terrorists stage multiple simultaneous attacks in Paris on Friday night, killing scores of people with automatic gunfire and explosions. More than 100 people died at a single location after gunmen attacked a Paris music hall and held many hostage before police stormed the building, ending that standoff. Two attackers were among the dead. Up to 1,000 people were in the audience at the Bataclan Concert Hall, where a performance by an American band was interrupted by automatic rifle fire. Many people escaped during that shootout. Speaking here through an interpreter, President François Hollande said he was declaring a state of emergency and ordering France's borders closed, an unprecedented act in the 21st century.
I'm asking here for you to maintain your trust in what the security forces can do to protect the populations from terrorist attacks. Long live the Republic, long live France.
One of the first bombings was just outside a sports stadium where President Hollande and a large crowd were watching a football match between France and Germany. Attackers also targeted restaurants and bars in a crowded central area of the French capital. The death toll is expected to rise. At the White House, President Obama said the coordinated attacks in Paris were, in his words, outrageous attempt to terrorize citizens.
This is an attack on all of humanity and the universal values that we share. We stand prepared and ready to provide whatever assistance that the government and the people of France need to respond.
So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the Friday night attacks. This is VOA News. The man known as Jihadi John, a leading spokesman for the Islamic State, was apparently killed in a drone attack. Army Colonel Steve Warren, a spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State group, said officials believe a drone strike in Syria late Thursday killed the Islamic State spokesman. However, Warren said the Pentagon is still awaiting full confirmation.
You know, as is always the case, we have to wait. We've got several methods that we use to try and determine whether or not the strike successfully killed the target that we wanted killed.
Jihadi John, identified by Western intelligence agencies as Mohammed Nwazi, was targeted while apparently riding in the car of the Islamic State group's de facto capital, Raqqa, on Syria. Kuwaiti-born Nwazi was a British citizen, had been one of the top targets of Western intelligence agencies since he appeared in videos depicting the beheading and other killings of Western hostages. Iraqi Kurdish President Masoud Barzani declared Friday that Kurdish fighters have seized Sinjar from the Islamic State militants who had controlled the Iraqi town for more than a year. Kurdish forces are saying they encountered little resistance during Friday's advance on Sinjar, suggesting the Islamic State fighters may have retreated or possibly biding their time for new fighting. World powers seeking to narrow the differences on Syria today. Well, they'll begin a second round of talks on establishing the framework of political resolution to Syria's prolonged and costly civil war. Talks in Vienna expected to focus on identifying Syria's moderate opposition groups as well as those who are considered terrorist entities. A powerful 7.0 magnitude earthquake struck off the southwestern coast of Japan early today. U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was centered about 160 kilometers from the town of Makurozaki. There were no reports of damages or injuries, the official saying no tsunami threat either. As it has been often with recent global events, social media is playing a larger role in the terrorist attacks in Paris. It is not a claim of responsibility, but an Islamic State supporter used Twitter to express joy over the bloodshed. He tweeted the words, "Paris is burning." That hashtag, "Paris is burning," has been co-opted by supporters of IS. Facebook activated a safety check that allows people in Paris to check in and mark themselves as safe, which then allows their friends and family on the social network to see that they are okay. And French President Hollande is using Twitter to stay in touch with his fellow citizens to let them know about the situation. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.